Warren, today was the 125th anniversary celebration for Ferrari United Methodist Church. You were up front leading the music of the day.
Watching all the people, making sure they weren't nodding off.
What was it like to sit up there and see the congregation so full of folks?
It was a lot of a lot of fun to have them singing so loud, you know, because our church usually, that you can hear the piano really well. And today it was like, boy, I can hardly hear myself. So it was kind of fun.
And your keyboard, you were running the keyboards in tandem in some part of parts of the service and accompanying for the Lord's Prayer,
which was
wonderfully well done.
Well, thank you. Lori, Corey, and I, you know, we've had two musicians up front for years. Elaine Kimberly was for years, and Claudette Taylor before that, and now Lori, Corey, and I are working with the music. So,
What went into to today? And a lot of work, but tell me from your perspective.
Frankly, I wasn't involved in the music much. Lori did it all. I was working more with Warren Nielsen on getting some of the architectural things fixed. We put in a new lift and basically kind of remodeled the basement as we did it, and just finished yesterday. And there were some things to do with the belfry and getting the place repaired for years. It's after 100 years, a building deserves a little.
And it seems like there's a lot of energy here. I mean, obviously, many people are wearing the gray shirts with the statement on the back, which I can't remember it all. Grow, cultivate, inspire, love, cultivate, and grow. But I got half of it. But that's a nice set of words on the back of a shirt, but it's more than that, obviously, for this congregation.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to get a glass of water here. let's see. Probably 5 years ago, we had some serious car accidents, and a fellow in the community had a stroke and stuff like that. And it kind of started this church coalescing into a real force in the community, you know. And I think, how would I say it? The tragedies of those things were really kind of good for this community and for the church. And ever since then, we've been just growing as a group of people, working together better and stuff. So it's kind of neat.
Now, I asked Harold and I asked Warren when I talked to Harold Long and Warren when I talked to them just a couple of minutes ago. So we're here at 125, but then there's a 126 and a 127 and a future beyond that. What would be your hopes and dreams for the future of this community as it lives into the next piece of its history?
Oh, boy. I hope that this church is when you read Asa Turner's notes from what he did to organize the original church, it's just really neat to see how deep was his knowledge of the scriptures and how correct his theology was. And I would hope that this church would continue to be able to teach people, first of all, how to get to heaven, and that we'd see a lot of people there from this community who aren't trying to work their way to heaven, but realize that we're all sinners. Nobody's perfect, and you've got to be perfect to get to heaven. If you aren't, you got to have somebody perfect take your place. So, and let's see. I guess that's the most important thing. As far as the church building goes, I sure hope it stands here for years just because it's such a beautiful building. But the congregation, I think, is the most important. And the most valuable asset.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and everything that you did, and especially your music. Being a keyboard person too, I understand where that is. So, and your the connection when you were accompanying the Lord's Prayer. I mean, I could feel that. And sometimes it's just okay. I'm singing. I'm playing. And,
yeah.
And you know, and like this one. But I felt like there was a real synergy there. So
yeah.
So. Thank you.
We've played together a few times before. She comes back, you know, for Christmas and Easter.
Sure, sure. Well, that was a gift to me today, and obviously a lot more people, but I'll just speak personally. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Okay.